Patrick, you're with us?
I'm here.
All right. All right. Actually get you to hold your breath for 5 seconds, and we do this all the time so that I can go back with noise filters and remove some of the excess noise.
Mm-hmm.
And also because it's sort of a signature for his show now. But anyway, 5 seconds of silence.
Well, you're not going to be able to get me to hold my breath that long. So,
everyone else has started, Patrick.
For 5 seconds.
We've noticed suddenly that is true.
All right, let's try that again.
Five seconds
of silence.
Oh, you mean now?
Yes, I mean.
Okay, is that what we're going to do? All right.
Yeah, okay. 5 seconds of silence. All right, we're good.
Five approximate seconds.
So
five approximate seconds. Yeah, you get a little in there.
I'm nervous. Now you put the heebie-jeebies into me.
He's done 10 seconds without telling me, and then I'm over here red-faced and dying.
Still passed out. Yeah. Yeah, no, 30 seconds.
Sort of the goal of the evening, not my show. But
yeah, but we thought we'd get there different ways.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, we've managed technically to connect.
Yes,
I feel very successful.
And you actually sound pretty. What are you coming through? You're going through your phone, Patrick?
I have an earbud that is for telephone and audio, and
so it's
seems
one of those
to work better than any other microphone I have.
That is certainly better than a cell phone's built-in microphone, I can
say. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've had bad experiences with cell phones.
Laptop built-in microphones. They're not good.
Those things are garbage. Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it's a good thing I didn't try through my laptop. That's a whole nother level of, yeah.
Do we get to keep you? I understand you're moving and painting and, shaking down your neighbors.
We just got back from taking a load over and checking out the color on the walls because they had roller marks and they disappeared, thank goodness.
Oh, okay. Mm. Nice. So we do get to keep you.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like I know you too, Patrick. That was the text you sent to Phil. I feel like I know Brad already. And
with you guys, when I heard you guys on the podcast, I was like, oh man, they're two peas in a pod. So if I know Phil, I know you. So yeah,
limits and take that back.
Yeah, right? How dare you?
I know we're dealing with brothers here. So,
we're
yeah.
distinct individuals, and our labs might be the same.
Me and my sister
I had him
way.
Surgically removed years ago.
The test came back negative. Ma showed me.
Well, if we do get to keep you, I wanted to bring up, you had some questions for Brad at one point, and I want you to be able to, I'm going to prompt you for those, but I had some questions for you.
Right.
I wanted to know specifically, what age did you decide that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with pretzels in them was going to be your go-to snack? Yeah.
As soon as I discovered them. So whatever year they came out with them and they found their way to my face hole, then I was immediately in love. Because I already loved
funny, man. I don't think I've ever had one of these.
With the pretzel.
Oh, my God, they're good.
Game changer.
And to me, the little minis are better than the big cup. So we'll just leave it at that. And then the even better one had Reese's Pieces in it, but they took those away. They were just teasing.
You're going to put Reese's Pieces in a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
I know it sounds crazy, but pretzels do too, and they're delicious. They have very nice, satisfying crunch, a little bit of salt with the chocolate.
How, like with the pretzel one, how the mini one would be better? Just like proportion of pretzel.
I don't know. It's just a ratio thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Big pretzel wafer in a huge ass cup. Yeah,
and there's something said.
No, it's a little speck of pretzel that's not that big, but it'll be plenty of crunch, let me tell you. And when they get lodged under your false teeth, boy, do they hurt.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember your congratulatory. I'm good at this.
Right.
Sometimes I edit these things out.
Yeah, sometimes.
With that limit.
Your congratulatory drink to yourself for getting the keys to your new condo was a Dairy Queen
shake, right?
We did go for Dairy Queen shakes. We were so worn out and warm.
Was it a blizzard or was it an honest to God shake?
I go shakes now. I used to do blizzards. And oddly enough, I didn't do the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup because they're much better warm than they are cold. I know it sounds crazy. I don't like them with...
Oh, ice. Dude, like chocolate snobs are very specific about what temperature, what chocolate is supposed to be had at.
So. I heard a frozen Charleston chew is a good thing.
Oh, man, talk about a tooth
that
puller.
Used to be, yeah, no, I that used do to be my go-to, my go-to candy bar. But yeah, nowadays I'm afraid. I like not every filling is fully secured anymore.
Oh, it will yank your teeth right out of your face. And I can't even do it with false teeth. Forget about it. The other one was Butterfinger. And I guess they changed the recipe and they're better now. And I don't know how. I don't know.
What was wrong with them before?
I know. New and improved.
There are so many mad people, I guarantee you, right? Every time you change anything.
Because they say it's new and improved. Mm-hmm. It actually turned out caramel was extra expensive this year. So new and improved.
Yeah, really. A third less. For 30% more. My mom and I used to joke around that when we really liked a product, it was sure to be discontinued.
Oh, the number of times I've said that, like we were talking to each other, it's like, no, oh, they got rid of it. Why? Well, probably because people enjoyed it so
right?
much.
Right? Yeah. It's a guarantee.
I know it's counterintuitive business model, but trust me, the numbers came back.
We
good.
Just have too many damn customers, and they're all satisfied. How are we going to maintain brand awareness if someone isn't bitching at us?
Right? It's a technique, you know? You change something a little bit, and then. Oh, the headaches and the upcry.
You remember New Coke?
Rather. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I knew a kid that bought a pallet of old Coke just because of it.
Oh, yep.
Oh,
because he was so panicked. Talk about a panic buy. And he bought some plywood, had that big old pallet, and he laid the plywood on the rafters in his attic. And stacked all of those evenly to distribute the rate properly, mind you, in his attic, and had like 3 years worth of Coke or something silly like that.
I bet he was popular though, right? going to Ricky's house.
It's an old Coke night.
If you could predict sort of reaction.
I think they did. I think it was entirely a publicity stunt.
Really?
And it worked, man. They were getting like primetime news coverage about all this shit.
There's still theories about that, whether somebody really thought that was a good idea and they're now like in a shallow grave somewhere. or if really it was all orchestrated. And I'm going with the second.
I mean, how great is it for your brand when everybody demands the classic recipe back?
The other one was the idea of putting regular sugar in Coca-Cola or Pepsi and selling it that way, and I've tried them both and they are better with regular sugar.
Isn't that, you know, I understand in Mexico they still use sugar cane based sugar.
They do.
Instead of fructose corn syrup or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You know, local tastes or whatever.
Or markets. I guess they're closer to where the sugar cane is. It's probably cheaper for them than corn. I don't know. They grow a lot of corn.
I wanted to remind you that you had brought up solar power,
right,
to me at work. And that's when I first started realizing that you thought you were coming on a Brad show. Where we're intelligent and not drunk, and or Brad's intelligent and
in various states of disrepair. It's fine. Right. It's all right.
All is well.
But you had brought up solar power in particular, with the complaint that the cells lose a lot of efficiency. I don't remember what your actual question was, but I brought it up to Brad and he seemed to have an answer. What are the cells called, Brad?
What?
So,
Photovoltaic cells?
Yeah.
Photovoltaic cells, right. So from what I understand, they've actually figured it out with the formula in physics where in terms of physics itself, you're only going to get at optimum this much efficiency out of these types of cells. And I don't remember what the number was.
And photovoltaics, they're an interesting beast. You actually have to keep the shady side cooler than the hot than the sunny side.
That's counterintuitive.
Yeah, that part of it needs to be cooled for best efficiency.
Okay, so what we can do is use some of the power to charge an AC unit to wow.
That almost never helps. Thermodynamics. Right?
You never get more out than you put in. You always that get less, true. Right?
Lisa, yeah, exactly. In this house, we obey the laws of thermodynamics.
I don't when I'm in the sun. Let me tell you, I turned into a radiating ball of heat after a few hours.
You are a freckled beast, you are.
Oh, my God, dude. The last time I got burned, I almost burst into flames. It was terrible.
I felt so bad for you. Your head was not looking
you
good.
You saw me, right? I was putting my fingers on my head, and the white fingerprints would stay behind for an alarmingly long time.
You were applying aloe every 5 minutes or something like
that?
Yeah,
it really was.
He just climbs into this tub he's got by his workstation.
As a
fellow... I have a big jug of it, and as a matter of fact, I put so much on one day that it like dried, and it got all gel-coaty, and I was rubbing off. I was rubbing off little green balls of it and rubbing it on my fingers.
So you're getting
disgusting little balls of excess aloe.
That's fantastic. It was so glamorous.
Is there a ring you're fixated on that you call your precious?
No.
Man, that's gonna be gross with you working getting all that like dust on you from your machines.
Well, it depends on
our dust habit. Phil and I's dust habit is coming along nicely.
Yeah, I've been
the best is the shade dust, and the AMOD dust has fiberglass in it.
That's also nice. Yeah, I figure if we collect enough of this dust, we can make side parts, you know, and sell them to Boeing ourselves.
We'll press them. We'll hide. You know,
it's like particle board.
Yes, exactly. Make plastic dust furniture.
I still want to see you carve an AMOD out of one solid chunk of plastic. You can do it.
like with a plastic blade, like chainsaw sort of affair.
Oh, yeah, like making an ice sculpture or something. Yeah.
Me and a Dremel, I'm going to carve out an AMOD. Just wait.
Even I, at one time, was making airplane parts for Boeing, not directly.
Okay.
But I never really, I ended up running the tumblers for like 5 years, which was annoying. There was all this talk about me learning how to program CNC, which I thought would be interesting. And it was why I took the job.
Right.
But yeah, all that time deburring, I tell you, man, you give me a good sand sponge and a decent file and a solid block of aluminum, and I will carve you a fucking 747.
I'm carving a propeller. Leave me alone. That's right. I could use some nice rims for my truck when you get around to it. Go straight billet.
Is that a turbine blade or a hubcap? It's hard to tell.
Your garage, Patrick, your garage. How's the preparation going there? You going to put down floor mats? Little compare
the
system.
The search continues. The research will be ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm sort of leaning towards some sort of mat. They have some very good sized mats. You know, those snap together tiles are really cool, but they're expensive. Yeah. So I might go much lower cost and get a mat. And if I do, it's going to have to be something I don't trip over. Because I'm a notorious foot shuffler, and I'll trip over tape on the floor.
No.
It's bad.
You know, I actually am pretty good at keeping my balance when my feet hit things. Probably from decades of practice.
Yeah.
With not being able to see things at my feet. it's my one saving grace. If I could trip over tape on the floor, I'd be a dead man by now.
Yeah, really though, huh? Well, I mean, you know, that's a better superpower than mine. Mine's as far as tripping over stuff and cancer. So that sunburn, fantastically great sunburn.
No, that absolutely fits with Cancer Man. being all sunburned right and covered in tumor. You're covered in tumors, malignant tumors that form an armored shell across your skin.
This is terrible.
We call you carcinogen.
We can go from anonymous Patrick to anonymous cancer man. not good. When were you born? Does that fit with your birth? Are you a cancer?
No.
Well, damn it.
Well, I am
here with that idea.
So glad you brought that up. That was funny.
Uh-huh. Here we are.
I'm here all week. Try the deal.
I was asking Brother Brad earlier how many places he's lived. As far as at least between you and your wife, how many places have you guys lived?
Man, my wife has lived more places than I have for sure. Let's see. When I was getting out of high school, I moved a bunch. And then I was in one place for almost 20 years.
Oh, look, then nice.
I have lived here for the last 5. And then we're going to be here for the duration, hopefully. We're going to have the next 30 years in our new fresh retainer apartment.
Unless you piss me off.
Yeah, unless I piss my wife off.
All right.
In which case, I'm going to have a little tarp in the back deck.
I understood you had some problems with the value of your place. It's too fancy for you. And have you given any thought to my idea of pitching a tent in your front yard to bring down the property value?
Right.
Because I mean, I'm willing and able. I got a tent in my truck right now.
I have one of the neighbors' tents set up in the back of my truck. So maybe I can go for the combo deal.
There we go.
You can read the property values. There's some Irishman camping in our yard.
Oh, man.
How'd you know he was Irish?
Well, red hair, the jokes red, about nothing. Sunburn, the freckles. I mean, come on.
It might be red.
Actually, I don't know what color your hair is. But I mean, by the time you turned into carcinogen, which now that I think of it is more of a super villain.
I'm part ginger. My sister's a full ginger.
I'm part ginger.
So yeah, when I had hair it was not red, but yeah, when I grew a beard it was sort of reddish at times. Now it's straight white because I'm old. And man, it's Santa white now.
We used to call, well, Paul used to call Brad red beard because it would come in a little redder.
Still does. I mean, it also comes in a little grayer now, but yeah, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Actually, I have no idea. It's not like anybody tells me.
It's blue today, man.
Aren't I supposed to have like candles in it into? Now?
Have you wondering all night, you know? What did I get into? What have I been eating?
Call making Kool-Aid.
So, yeah.
It is 4:32.
Oh, a note to Brad. Mm. Brad. Mm. Dear Brad. The computer noise that I'm hearing from you.
Yes.
I think you told me Patrick can't hear me. Hear that? Is that correct?
Patrick can't hear it, and it won't be on the recording.
Okay, that is good to know.
So I can do this, and he has no idea.
But I certainly wish he could hear it.
No, I can't hear anything that's going on.
Yeah,
you can't see anything either. Here we are in a Zoom call.
Yes.
I'm sure your background is beaming brightly into Brad's room.
We are individually in small, windowless, dark rooms.
Yes, not anywhere near that screen. So
occasionally they run in a hose for us.
Did you set up like a home studio sort of deal at all?
Yeah,
kind of. Or did you just have a microphone and go?
We have a full on setup. About half of our system is still analog because it's kind of where we grew up, and there are advantages and disadvantages. But I'm in the room with the mixer, and through the wall, all the cords get to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And through the other wall goes Phil's headphone and microphone cord.
Headphone, yes.
Headphone. It's a new thing.
What the fuck is a headphone?
It's a legal, I'm pretty sure it's illegal in Utah.
Disadvantages include that my headphones, he has to turn up a bit so that I can hear myself.
Yeah, because it's like a 50-foot long headphone cord.
I'll blow out his ears occasionally, but what am I going to do? I don't know.
It sounds like you guys have been at this for some time.
The lab with Brad.com has been going on for more than 5 years now.
When did I come in? A year
you
after?
Came in a first when did year I come?
Well, I mean,
how old are you again?
What's my name? Who am I? Where am I? I think I'm having a stroke.
You came in years after him, I'm sure, man.
No, he joined me on the first year anniversary. Oh. And I was doing that as a gimmick, but then it just sort of never stopped.
Yeah, I know.
Wow,
I,
you're a
speaking of cancer, I just grow on you.
When you call now, I get the cancer. For you.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh,
well, but we also, oh, okay.
I am going to have to run. Sure has been nice talking to you.
Half an hour is usually our limit. And
we're so close to that it makes me have to pee.
Yeah.
you're operant conditioned.
All right, Patrick.
All right, Pat. I got to announce you, though. You're Patrick.
Oh, yes.
Anonymous Patrick.
Anonymous Patrick.
The famous Anonymous Patrick. And since we named the first episode Anonymous Patrick, you are also the eponymous Anonymous Patrick.
Oh, I like it. Oh, man. That just...